Hallelujah. May the peace and the joy of our Lord Jesus be with everyone here.
Hallelujah. 愿主耶稣的喜乐与平安与大家在这边同在。
We thank God that on this Holy Sabbath day, we can gather together in God's sanctuary to worship Him.
我们感谢神在这个安息圣日我们可以聚集在神的圣所一起来敬拜他。
And I thank God that I also have this opportunity to worship with all the Queen's Church members in Ozone Park and also the Flushing members.
感谢神我也有这个机会在这边聚集与皇后教会还有法拉圣教会的信徒来一起崇拜。
This morning, for our mutual encouragement, I'd like to share with you the topic about Simon Peter, a life of reflection.
所以今天早上想要用这个题目西门彼得反省的人来做互相的勉励。
When you read the letters of 1st and 2nd Peter, one thing that you may start to notice is that Peter referenced a lot of things that happened earlier in his life.
所以当你读彼得前后书的书信的话的时候，你会说
First and Second Peter，
啊啊啊 ，First and Second Peter， 彼得前后书
，Yeah，
的时候啊，你会发现说他有提到他很多早期生活的一些反省。
And not only did he reference these events, but you can tell there was a lot of thought put into those encouragements too.
所以不光是他只有反省他早期的生活呢，那他在这方面也有做非常的。深入的思考
right, and so you can tell that he had spent some time thinking about it and reflecting about it.
那可以看得出来，他常常的在思考，然后反省。
Now I think for most of us, when you think about Peter, I don't think the first thing that comes to mind is that Peter was a reflective person.
所以对于我们很多人来说，当我们想到彼得的时候，我们可能不会想到说彼得是一个会常常反省的人
right, because he seemed like he was very rash and he was very caught in the moment.
所以看起来他是非常冲动啊，或者就是说一刹那的这种人。
And you could tell in the Gospels he was the most outspoken and the one that was the quickest to react, sometimes even without thinking.
所以在福音里面记载呢，他常常是就是很快的去来说话，然后很多时候呢可能没有经过思考。
Now, as we know, today is the last Sabbath of year 2015.
那我们知道今天是2015年的最后一个安息日。
And perhaps you also have the same feeling as me, but I feel like this year passed by very quickly.
可能大家也有这种感觉，但是对于我来说呢，我觉得今年过得非常的快。
And even though time has passed very quickly, we should take some time, especially on this last Sabbath of the year, to reflect on the year.
所以呢，虽然时间过得非常的快，那我们应该借着这个今年的最后一个安息日来反省这一年。
And so I would like to use the things that Peter reflected on to give us also three questions we can reflect on.
那我想借着彼得来反省的一些事情，来让我们自己本身有三样事情我们可以来思考。
And hopefully through reflecting on these questions, we can of course, give thanks to God and also continue to go on in this year to come.
所以借着这样子的反省呢，那希望我们就可以来感谢神，然后继续的为下一年来努力。
Let's now turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
那我们请翻开到彼得前书第二章。
1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter 2, verse 4 through 8.
彼得前书第二章四到八节。
First Peter chapter 2, verses 4 through 8.
彼得前书第二章四到八节。
Verse 4. Coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious. Verse 5.
第五节。
You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Verse 6.
第六节。
Therefore, it is also contained in the scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame. Verse 7.
第七节。
Therefore, to you who believe, he is precious, but to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. Verse 8.
第8节.
And a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. They stumble, being disobedient to the word to which they also were appointed. Please read.
第4节, 主乃活石, 固然是被人所弃的, 却是被神所拣选, 所宝贵的。第5节, 你们来到主面前, 也就像活石被建造成为灵宫, 做圣洁的祭司, 借着耶稣基督奉献, 神所悦纳的灵祭。第6节, 因为经上说, 看啊, 我把所拣选所宝贵的房角石安放在西安, 信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。第7节，所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵，在那不信的人有话说，匠人所弃的石头已做了房角的头块石头。第8节，又说做了绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石，他们既不顺从，就在道理上跌绊，他们这样子绊跌也是预定的。
Here we can see that Peter in these several verses has a common wordrepeat itself.
所以我们可以看到彼得在这几这个经节他有一样的共同词。
Right, which is the word stone.
所以在这边就是说到石头。
Right, so at first he talks about the Lord Jesus Christ who is a living stone.
首先他讲到主耶稣基督是一个活石。
And then we also are living stones.
那我们也是活石。
And we, as living stones, are being built up into a spiritual house.
我们是一个活石，然后也被建立成一个属灵的房子。
So that we can be offered up as a sacrifice acceptable to God.
这样子呢，我们可以成为圣洁的这个灵祭。
And then he continues to talk about this stone.
他继续着在说到石头
and referring to how Jesus Christ is our chief cornerstone.
所以他说主耶稣基督是我们的头块的房角石
Right. And the fact that this chief cornerstone was rejected by men and stumbled other people, but for us, actually, he is our reliance, he is our foundation.
所以这个房角石呢是被人所弃的，但是对于我们来说呢，它就是我们的根基。
Now, to me, this is evidence of the fact that Peter spent a lot of time reflecting on the term stone, right? On stones.
所以我认为呢，彼得花了很多的时间来思考石头啊，这个词。
And why is it? Well, because Jesus Christ gave him the name Peter, which means stone or rock.
为什么呢？因为主耶稣基督为他取的名字彼得就是石头。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 16.
那我们可以翻到马太福音16章。
Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音16章。
Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音16章。
Verse
17
and
18. 17节到18节。
Matthew chapter 16, verses 17 and 18.
马太福音16章17节18节。
It says, Jesus answered and said to him, Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. Verse 18.
18节。
And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
十七节，耶稣对他说：“西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。”十八节，我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
During this occasion, Jesus Christ was asking his disciples, "What do people say that I am?"
所以呢，在这边耶稣基督问他的门徒说。人为称我是谁呢?
And then the disciples were sharing with them what they had heard.
那门徒就在这边分享，跟他说他们所听到的。
They say, some people say that you are John the Baptist.
那有些人是说你是施洗约翰。
Some people say you're Elijah, some people say you're Jeremiah.
有人说你是以利亚，也有人说你是耶利米。
That you're one of the prophets.
那你是先知里的一位。
Then Jesus Christ asked them even further, well, what do you think?Who do you think I am?
那主耶稣基督又继续地问他们说你们认为我是谁?
And Peter spoke up saying, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
所以彼得在这边回答说你是基督是永生神的儿子。
So for Peter, he recognized that Jesus was not just any prophet, but actually he was the Messiah, the one the Jews had been waiting for.
所以彼得在这边知道就是说他不是这些先知但是他就是弥赛亚这些犹太人在等待的。
Right, Christ, meaning anointed one, the one that's chosen by God. Right?
所以基督呢就是被受膏者然后被神拣选的。
Right. And so Jesus Christ, when he heard this, he then praised Simon, Peter.
所以耶稣基督听到这个他就称赞保罗
啊
彼得。
He said, you're very blessed. Right?
他说你是被祝福的。
That God has revealed this to you. The Father in heaven has revealed this to you.
因为天上的父指示的。
And furthermore, he said that you I say to you, you are Peter.
他继续跟他说，我还告诉你，你是彼得。
So here he gave Simon Peter his other name, which is Peter.
所以在这边呢，他给西门彼得他的名字彼得。
Both English and Chinese, the word Peter, it comes from the Greek word meaning rock.
所以呢，英文呢，还有中文呢，彼得呢，这个字呢，就是从希腊文的石头。
Right. And then he said that.Also, on this rock, Jesus Christ, referring to himself, that he will build his church.
所以他又在耶稣基督说到他自己在他会把他的教会建在这个磐石上。
So I think it's no surprise then when we go back to 1 Peter chapter 2 that Peter, he spent a lot of time thinking about how God gave him this name.Jesus Christ gave him this name.
所以我觉得在彼得前书第二章呢 这边记载并不是很奇妙因为他花了很多时间思考神给他的这个名字。
Right, and if we go back to 1 Peter chapter 2,
如果我们翻回去彼得前书第二章
right, you could tell that Peter's encouragement parallels how Jesus Christ gave him his name in Matthew.
所以彼得在这边的勉励呢，就好像是主耶稣在马太福音给他的名字的时候一样。
Right, because in Matthew it talks about how yes Peter is the rock, he's the Peter, but then on this rock, referring to Jesus Christ himself, he will build the church.
所以在马太福音这边说到说彼得他是石头，但是呢。主耶稣基督又称他自己这个磐石，这个教会要被建立在上面。
And so very similarly in 1 Peter chapter 2, we go to Jesus Christ who is a living stone, right?
所以呢，在彼得前书第二章呢，我们是去主耶稣基督那边，他是活石。
He is also our chief cornerstone. He's our foundation.
他也是我们宝贵的房角石。
He is also this rock, this stone.
他也是这个磐石。
Right? But we ourselves, just like Peter, are living stones being built on top of him.
那我们自己呢，就像彼得一样，就是像这个活石在被建造在上面。
So typically, most scholars would say 1st and 2nd Peter were written about 30 years after Peter followed the Lord Jesus Christ.
那很多学者认为彼得前后书呢，是在彼得跟从主耶稣之后30年之后写的。
So it's been 30 years since he actually walked and talked with Jesus Christ when he was on this earth.
所以呢他已经过了30年因为之前呢他是跟主耶稣还在活着的时候在世上行走。
But you can tell that in those years he really was thinking about how Jesus Christ gave him this name, Peter.
那在他这段时间呢你可以看得出来他有好好的思考主耶稣帮他取的这个名字彼得。
And then from verse, you can see then this small passage, very rich theological teachings.
所以在这一段经节有很丰富的宗教这个信仰上的记载。
Even when he was reading the books like Isaiah, he saw passages where it talks about the stone, and then he was also thinking and reflecting on it.
所以他读到以赛亚书里面的有关于石头的这些记载呢，他也常常的在思考。
Right.So, for us, the first question we can reflect on as we look back on this year is, what has the Lord Jesus Christ given us?
所以呢，在我们思想过去一年，我们可以想说主耶稣基督给了我们什么？
Just like how the Lord Jesus Christ gave Peter his name, Jesus Christ has also given us many things.
就像主耶稣基督给彼得他的名字，主耶稣基督也给我们很多东西。
And then of the things that Jesus Christ has given us, have we reflected on them? Have we given thanks for them?
那主耶稣基督给我们的东西，我们有没有感谢他呢？我们有没有思考？
I think a month ago when we had our Thanksgiving service, when we had Thanksgiving, we already started to begin to think about this.
所以呢，在我们上个月有这个感恩节特别聚会的时候，我们就开始有在思考这个。
And so I think it's good to think back. This is a good habit to have, to think back towards the end of the year to what the Lord has given us.
所以呢，我认为说在年底的时候呢，这是一个很好的习惯，来好好的想一想主给我们了什么。
This past year, God maybe gave us a new job, right?
可能过去的一年神给了我们一个新工作。
Right, or maybe we also celebrated a few marriages this year in the Queens area.
那可能在皇后地区呢，我们也有几个不同的婚姻。
So from that sense, God gave us a spouse.
所以呢，在这方面呢，那神就给我们了一个配偶。
Right, we also had many young children born this year.
那我们可能有很多新生的小婴儿。
God gave us these children.
那神也赐给我们这些孩童。
So when we think back, you can think about both in from a When you think about the people in our lives, you think about the things in our lives. There's a lot to give thanks for.
当我们回想我们生命中的人，然后我们得到的一些东西，那我们有很多感谢的地方。
And it's worthy to, of course, first give thanks and also then reflect, why did God give me this?
所以呢，那我们应该借着这样子来思考，神为什么会这样子给我们呢？
Right, for example, if we got a new job.
比如说我们有了一份新工作。
Right. We should think about, well, why was it that God gave me this particular job and this location?
我们应该想一想，神为什么在这个地点给我这份工作？
Right. Is there something that God wants me to do here?
是不是神要我在这边做些什么事情呢？ Right.
Or if we recently got married or we recently have new children, we also should think, what does God want me to do with these people in my life?
或者是我们最近结了婚，或者是我们有了小孩，那我们要好好的想一想说神要让我们做些什么事情。
Right. Or this year, perhaps some of us, God gave us the Holy Spirit.
可能这一年说神赐圣灵给我们。
Or God gave us salvation this year. Many newly baptized brothers and sisters this year.
或者是神给我们的救恩，因为有很多的新受洗的弟兄姐妹。
These are all things worthy to thank God for and then reflect upon.
这些都值得让我们好好的思考去反省。
Just like how Peter reflected on God, the Lord Jesus giving him his name.
所以就像彼得反省思考神赐给他的名字。
And then from the reflections and the thanksgivings that we have, then we can use that to edify other people.
在我们在反省的时候，还有感恩的时候呢，那我们要怎么样让别人得到造就？
Right, just like how Peter shares these reflections, and it really is a great encouragement.
就像彼得他分享他这些思想一样的，那这样的反省是一个非常好的。
Right, so similarly, when we testify for the Lord and give thanks to the Lord, this also edifies the people.
比如说像我们做见证呢，或者是跟别人传，就是诉说我们自己本身的体验，那这样子也可以造就别人。
So this is the first direction we can think about.
所以这是我们可以思考的一个方向。
These past 12 months, what has God given us?
过去了12个月，神赐给了我们什么？
Let's now look at another passage. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 5.
那我们再看彼得前书第五章。
1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章。
1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 4.
彼得前书第五章第一节到第四节。
1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 4.
彼得前书第五章第一节到第四节。
The elders who are among you, I exhort. I, who am a fellow elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed, verse 2.
第二节。
Shepherd the flock of God, which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly, verse 3.
第三节。
Nor as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. Verse 4.
第4节,
and when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away.
Please read that. 第1节, 务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊按着神旨意照管他们不是出于勉强乃是出于甘心也不是因为贪财乃是出于乐意第三节也不是瑕疵所托付你们的乃是做群羊的榜样第四节到了牧长显现的时候你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕
Here you can see that Peter definitely has aged and is also serving the church as an elder.
所以呢,在这边可以看见彼得他现在非常的年长,然后他在教会里面做长老。
And then as an elder in the church, he was also encouraging the other elders.
所以他做长老的,他也是勉励其他教会里面的长老。
And what was the encouragement?
那这个勉励是什么呢?
It's like he told them that your role as an elder is very much like a shepherd.
他说你做长老的身份呢就好像牧羊人一样
And when you shepherd the church, you should do it serving as an example right?
所以当你牧养教会的时候呢 你需要自己来做榜样
right? And don't serve as a lord and commanding people what to do But set the example ourselves
所以不要就是说吩咐人做不同的事情 但是自己要作为众人的榜样
And that this is a very influential status in the church, but we should not do it because we feel forced, we're compulsed, but we do it willingly.
这个在教会是有影响力的职位, 但是我们要做的时候不是出于勉强或者是被逼的要做, 应该是很甘心乐意的。
And then also, of course, you don't do this because of personal benefit, trying to seek gain from others.
所以当然做这个也不是为了自己的利益或者是从别人那边来
And ultimately, he also recognizes that there is a chief shepherd that takes care of the whole church.
所以到最后的时候,他也了解有一个牧长,他是照顾整个教会。
And even though it doesn't say clearly here, we know that it's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在这边不是说的,虽然不是说的很清楚,我们知道他是在形容主耶稣基督。
Because he will then give us this crown of glory.
因为他到最后呢,会给我们荣耀的冠冕。
Here you can see that Peter had accumulated years of experience serving the church.
所以呢,我们可以发现说,彼得在这边累积了多年的经验来服侍教会。
And to me, this is also a reflection of the exhortation that the Lord Jesus Christ gave him before Jesus Christ ascended to heaven.
所以呢,这对我来说也是他在思考耶稣
Let's turn to John chapter 21. John chapter 21. John chapter 21, verse 15.
约翰福音21章15节
John chapter 21, verse 15.
约翰福音21章15节
says, So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to them, Feed my lambs.
15节,他们吃完了早饭, 耶稣对西门彼得说,约翰的儿子西门, 你爱我比这些更深吗?彼得说,主啊,是的,你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说,你喂养我的小羊。Let's
jump to verse 18.
那我们再跳到18节。Verse 18.
Most assuredly I say to you, when you were younger, you girded yourself and walked where you wished. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish.
18节,我实实在在地告诉你,你年少的时候自己束上带子,随意往来,但年老的时候,你要伸出手来,别人要把你束上,带你到不愿意去的地方。
Here, I hope that you can start to see the connection between this passage and the passage in 1 Peter chapter 5.
所以我希望大家可以在这边可以发现 这一段经节跟彼得前书第五章有一些连接
Because before the Lord Jesus Christ ascended to heaven, he said to Simon Peter, He asked Peter, "Do you love me more than these?"
在耶稣升天之前，他问西门彼得说，你爱我比这些更深吗？
And then so three times Jesus Christ encouraged him, basically, you need to feed my lambs, feed my sheep.
所以呢，耶稣三次的勉励他说，你要喂养我的小羊，喂养我的小羊。
And of course, someone who feeds the sheep, tends the sheep, feeding the lambs, this is a shepherd, the work of a shepherd.
所以牧养羊呢，还有喂养羊呢，是牧羊人的工作。
I believe that Peter never forgot this encouragement from the Lord Jesus.
所以我认为彼得应该没有忘记耶稣的这个叮咛。
Right, and then he probably was often reflecting, thinking, what does it mean when Jesus Christ told me, please feed my sheep?
他可能是反复的思想就是说主耶稣这样子跟我说是什么意思，要喂养我的小羊。
So when we come to 1 Peter chapter 5, some of those reflections are expressed.
所以当我们看彼得前书第五章的时候呢，你会发现说有些这些反省呢就会呈现出来。
Right, that he is also now encouraging the other elders in the church, we need to learn, please learn from the chief shepherd, the Lord Jesus.
所以呢，他在勉励教会里面的其他的长老，我们要跟牧长来学习要。要喂养小羊。
And he used very, he said this with a very serious tone.
所以他就是以非常严肃的口气来说这一段话。
If we go back to 1 Peter chapter 5,
如果我们看彼得前书第五章,
right, before he gives the encouragement to the elders, he uses different statements to remind them who he is.
在他勉励长老之前呢，他用不同的说辞来提醒他们说他是谁。
Right, I who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of the sufferings of Jesus Christ. Right,
他说到我这做长老做基督受苦的见证。
And also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed. Right, so he used all these before he encouraged them.
也说到同享后来所要显现之荣耀的，所以他在说这些话之前，他提醒他们他是谁。
Right.And so then he tells the elders, you have to do this properly.
所以他在勉励其他的长老说，你要认真的做这件事情。
So I think this gives us a second direction for, that we can think about for this year.
所以这也是给我们今年思考的第二种方向。
Which is, what encouragement or exhortation that has God given you this year?
所以在今年呢，神已经给你了什么样的勉励还有鼓励。
Right?What kind of message has God given especially to you this year?
神在特别是在今年给你了什么样的讯息?
Right, sometimes God's message, it may not be something that we hear audibly, right?
所以有时候神的信息不是我们可以听得见的。
Sometimes it's through a sermon.
可能是经过讲道。
I can think about in this past year, what was there a particular sermon or message that really spoke to us.
可以回想在过去的一年有没有特别是某些讲道的时候呢特别是在跟我们讲的。
Or this year, we also officially started a Bible reading program.
今年呢我们也正式的开始了要每日读经的这个计划。
Was there a particular book that when we read, it really, you felt like God was speaking through this book to you.
有没有特别的在圣经里面的哪一本书当我们读到的时候认为是主耶稣基督亲自在跟我们讲的。
Sometimes it could be just through a conversation with a member.
有时候可能是跟其他的同龄的一段对话。
And then that member reminded you of God's principles, God's teaching.
所以这个信徒呢他特别的提醒你神的教导或者一些教训。
Or sometimes it could be just completely unrelated to spiritual things, but it seems just like God was using that to teach you something.
或者是可能跟完全跟属灵的教训上面没有关系，但是神就会利用这样子的方式来教导你。
Right, and so whatever it is, we need to think and reflect, what has God been trying to teach us this year?
所以不管怎么样呢，我们需要好好的反省，就是说神在今年是想要教导我们什么?
I remember when my first year in college.
我记得我在上大学的第一年的时候。
It was the first week of school.
那时候是开学的第一个礼拜。
And I remember that I was sitting on the school bus, and I was thinking about the question, What am I doing here in this school?
那我那时候记得我坐在这个学校的 bus 上面，我在想说我在这个学校干什么？
Because I applied to maybe like 6 universities and I only got to into one school.
那时候我申请了大概六七个不同的学校，但是我只去了一间。
Only one accepted me.
只有一个来录取了我。
Right, so I think I had pretty good grades, but there's only one that accepted me. Yeah.
我认为我自己本身的成绩也不错，但是只有一个大学录取了我。
And so the first week I was there, and I was thinking about, well, God must have a purpose for me to be here in this school.
所以我记得在那个第一个礼拜，我在那时候在想说神。让我在这个学校一定是有它的原因。
And particularly on that bus ride, I was thinking about that question.
那特别是坐在那个公车上，我在反复的想这个问题。
When I got off the bus, I was walking through the campus.
后来呢，我下了公车了以后，我在校园里面走。
And I probably was a message from God, but I don't think it was just a coincidence. I ran into my high school friend, in the courtyard.
所以呢，在那时候很可能是神来自神的讯息。那非常巧的就是说我碰到了我高中的同学在那个校园区里面。
And this high school friend was one of the first people I brought to church. I tried to preach to him.
那这个高中的同学呢，就是我就是头最早的时候带来教会，然后想要传福音给他的人。
And so after talking with him, catching up with him, then as I was walking, I was thinking, oh, God just answered my question.
所以呢，后来跟他在聊天的时候呢，那我之后又自己在走，我突然发现说神就回应了我的问题。
What am I doing here?
我在这边是要干什么？
God was reminding me that I need to preach the gospel here.
所以神在这边提醒我说我要在这边传福音。
So there's could be...different experiences we have in the year that really God is trying to encourage us, exhort us in some way.
所以在我们一整年有不同的这种体验，那神可能是要借着这些经验呢来提醒我们，来勉励我们。
I hope we don't forget those lessons.
那我希望我们不要忘记这些教训。
Yeah, those time passes so quickly, but let's not forget those lessons.
因为这个时间过得非常的快，但是我们不要忘记这些教训。
A month ago, I was talking to a sister.
所以一个月之前，我在跟一个姐妹谈天。
This is she recently had children.
那这位姐妹最近她也生了小孩。
And she was thinking and praying about the question, should I stay at home with my children or should I continue working?
所以她就一直在思考这个问题，说我是不是应该在家里带小孩，还是我要继续的工作。
And she kept on praying about this and she was really on the fence.
所以那他一直在思想这个问题，所以他觉得有一些就是不知道怎么做。
And then in one prayer, she heard God speak to her.
那在一个祷告呢，他听见神跟他说话。
She heard that the Lord Jesus was telling her, let them, referring to the children, let them see me in you.
所以他听到神跟他讲说，让他们就是他的小孩。在你身上看见我。
Right, let them see me in you.
所以让他们就是在看见我的时候，在你的身上。
Right. And so when she heard that, she realized, she took that and she realized, okay, if they need to see Christ in me, that means I should stay at home with my children. Right.
所以她突然发觉说，如果他们需要在我的身上看见基督的话，那我就应该待在家里。
And then so she took that message to heart, and then she decided to quit her job and become a full-time mom. Right.
所以她就把这个讯息就把它就是应用，然后她就把她公司的工作辞掉，在家里带小孩。
So again, not necessarily has to be so clear like this, God speaking to you.
那可能不一定说每个人都会要很清楚的听到神直接跟你说话。
But God speaks in many ways.
但是神会借着不同的方式来跟你诉说。
In a small, gentle voice.
可 可能有些是非常微小温柔的声音
through other people, through scripture, through sermons,
或者是借着别人借着、圣经里面的记载或者借着讲道
and、we should、take those messages to heart and think about them and never forget them.
我们应该好好的思考这些信息然后再、再再也不要忘记
For myself,、there was a period、a few months ago、where I was feeling discouraged.
对于我自己呢，在几个月之前呢，我觉得、非常的、气馁。
And、yeah, so this is, I think this is part of、faith, part of life.、Right?
那我认为说这是信仰的一个过程。
Even as a preacher,the road ahead is not always blue skies.
啊，虽然我是身为传道呢，但是在啊前面的路呢，不是永远都是蓝天。
But at that time, I also felt the Lord Jesus encouraging me.
但是在这个时候呢，我也感受到主耶稣基督在勉励我。
Not through any voice that I heard.
啊，不是经过任何的声音我听到的。
But sometimes it was through witnessing God's work.
那有时候是看到神的工作。
In other people.
在别人身上看到神的作
为。And the message that I feel God was trying to share with me is, do not grow weary in doing good.
所以呢，我觉得神要跟我分享的信息就是说，不要因为做善事呢，然后感到很累。
This is a based on a verse in Galatians.
所以这也是在加拉太书的一段经节。
Let's look at Galatians chapter 6, verse 9.
那我们可以看到加拉太书第六章第九节。
Galatians chapter 6, verse 9.
加拉太书第六章第九节。
It says, and let us not grow weary while doing good.For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart.
这边说到我们行善不可丧志，若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。
Right, so, sometimes we may feel we are spending a lot of energy and spending our effort to do the Lord's work.
很多时候呢，我们会发现自己说可能花很多的时间精力去做神的工作。
And sometimes if we feel like there's not, doesn't seem to be many results, we may grow discouraged.
有时候我们没有看到、任何的成果的话，我们可能就会觉得很失望、丧志。
Or even if the opposite happens, where people are、actually maybe some situation in the church gets worse, sometimes that can also be discouraging.
或者相反的事情发生。教会的情况、一些情况变得更糟糕，那这可以呢让我们很失望。
But the Bible tells us we should not grow weary in doing good.
所以在圣经里面跟我们讲说，我们行善不可丧志。
That really, and this is very true. God sometimes is quite surprising. If we just keep doing what we know we should be doing, God will eventually manifest Himself.
因为神呢，他有时候会给我们惊讶。如果我们继续啊、就是做我们该做的事情。到最后他一定会显明。
So we should keep doing good, do not lose heart.
所以我们一定要常常的行善，我们不可以失去这个心。
So this is the second direction I hope we can reflect on.
啊，这也是我们可以思考的第二个方向。
These past 12 years, what was an encouragement, an exhortation that God has given you?
所以在过去的12个月，神有给我们什么样的勉励，然后给我们什么样的讯息。
Let's now turn to a third passage in Peter. Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1.
那我们现在再翻到、彼得后书的第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书的第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 16.
彼得后书的第一章16节。
2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16.
彼得后书的第一章第十六节。
For we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Verse 17.
十七节。
For he received from God the Father honor and glory when such a voice came to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Verse 18.
18节
And we heard this voice which came from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain. Okay.
16节我们从前将我们主耶稣基督的大能和他降临的事告诉你们并不是随从乖巧捏造的虚言乃是亲眼见过他的威荣 十七节，他从父神得尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大荣光之中有声音出来向他说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”十八节，我们投他在圣山的时候，亲自听见这声音从天上出来。
Here, Peter, is reflecting on another experience he had many years earlier.
所以在这边也是啊，彼得在述说呢他。很多年前的一段经验。
Right, and I think you can probably guess this is referring to how he witnessed the Lord Jesus Christ transfigure on the mountain.
所以呢，我们可能知道，就是说，这是他在述说他自己在变貌山上看到神变貌的情况。
What happened was the Lord Jesus Christ took Peter, James, and John to the mountain to pray.
所以呢，主耶稣呢就带着彼得还有雅各、约翰到山上祷告。
And while they were praying, while they're on this mountain, the Lord Jesus Christ transfigured before them.
所以他们在祷告的时候，主耶稣就在他们的面前变了貌相。
Right, this transfiguration, the details we don't know exactly, but you could tell that God's glory manifested Himself there.
所以这个变貌呢，我们也不知道它是怎么样的情况，但是我们只知道它的荣耀呢。在那时候突然显明出来
to the point where Peter declared, "It is good for us to be here."
所以甚至到最后，彼得就说啊，在这边甚至美好。
Right, and then he even wanted to make three tents, three booths, tabernacles for Jesus and then Moses and Elijah to dwell in.
他甚至想要造三个会幕啊帐幕呢，让主耶稣。摩西还有以利亚来这边居住。
So he was this type of experience was something that transformed his life. He never forgot. He just felt so satisfied in that moment.
所以这种体验呢，他永远不会忘记。在那时候呢，他觉得非常的满足。
That even though it was the wilderness, it was the top of a mountain, he felt it was so good for us to be here.
虽然他们在旷野，他们在山上，他认为说在这个时候呢，我们在这边甚至美好。
So then, several years later, now in writing in 2 Peter, he talks about that experience and how he heard that voice, "This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased."
所以呢，他后来过了几年以后，在写彼得后书的时候，他想到这段的经验，然后他记起来从极大的荣光中有声音出来向他说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
The reason why he brings this experience up is to encourage the members to remain faithful in God and also in God's words, the scriptures.
所以呢，他会述说他这段经验呢，就是要提醒信徒。要对神还有神的话有信心
，right? That their faith is not something that like they've been following this myth, a fable, just a tale.
所以呢，他们的信心呢，不是像这种童话或者是一种故事而已
，right? Because Peter himself was an eyewitness of how Jesus Christ transformed on the mountain.
因为彼得他亲眼的看见。主耶稣在山上怎么样的变貌
So if you read verse 19 through 21 here, he's using this experience to remind them, the scriptures that you have received, actually, they are true. They reveal to us who the Lord Jesus Christ is.
所以呢19到21节这边说到呢你们来接受的这个福音呢是就是让我们来显明出说神呢主耶稣基督是多么的美好
Right, andNot only that, these scriptures, these writings, it's not something that people did on their own doing, writing their own will, but actually they were moved by the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，这些记载呢，还有这些经文呢，就是因为是人被圣灵充满，然后感动写下来的。
So this was an encouragement to them. You could tell that the experience that Peter had anchored him in his faith.
所以这是也是你可以看得出来彼得在信心上呢非常的扎根然后他也是把这些来说出来为了要鼓励他们。
And so that when he encouraged other people, he could tell that he was full of conviction, he knew what he was talking about.
当他勉励别人的时候你可以看得出来他非常的深信 他所见他所认识的。
So another direction, another question we can think about as the year comes to a close is, how has God touched and transformed you this year?
那我们可以另外思考的一个方向就是说，在过去的一年，神怎么样的感动，然后甚至改变我们。
Right. Or was there an experience this year that really strengthened your faith, that anchored your faith?
或者是有没有什么特殊的体验？让你的信心非常的稳固，非常的扎根。
For Simon Peter, this was an unforgettable experience that for the past 30 some years, he still remembered it.
所以对于西门彼得来说，这是一个非常特殊、非常感动人的体验，因为过了30年，他仍然记得。
Right. What about for us? Right.
那我们呢?
This year, were we able to touch God? Did God reveal himself to us?
今年我们有没有触摸到神?那神有没有向我们显明?
Did he transform us this year?
他有没有改变我们呢?
We know that in our journey of faith, we should be moving upward, right? We should have an upward trajectory.
那我们知道在信仰的旅程中,我们应该是渐渐的往上走。
Right, so this year, have we improved? Right? Has God been transforming us and to walk upward?
那今年呢？神有没有改变我们，或者是让我们要往高处信心的高处来爬？
So these are all things that are worthy of our reflection.
所以这些都是值得我们思考反省的事情。
So for me in particular, this year, I think about two experiences that I think I've shared before. Right?
对于我个人的体验来说呢，今年呢，我之前应该有跟大家分享过。
The first was a testimony that was also written in the newsletter here in Queens, right?
第一呢，就是一个在我们的皇后教会的这个刊物里面记载的一个见证。
That particular testimony happened earlier this year in January.
所以呢，这个见证呢是在差不多年初的时候，一月份的时候。
That was when I participated in a missionary journey in Africa.
那时候我刚好去非洲帮助圣工。
And long story short, basically, a miracle happened. Right?
所以长话短说，就是说有一个神迹。
Right, we had almost lost contact with these people, but God showed them a dream.And then they were reconnected with us.
那我们跟应该要联络的人失联。那时候呢，神给他们了一个异梦，所以后来呢，我们又联络了上。
Right. And in fact, in this dream, it was an encouragement to us because we learned that indeed God was with us. He has sent us to give them this true gospel.
所以呢，对于我们来说呢，这是一个非常大的勉励。因为呢，借着这个异梦呢，我们可以把福音的真理来给他们。
And then the second experience happened in July.
所以第二个体验呢，是在七月份的时候。
That was when I was in the Dominican Republic.
在那个时候呢，我在多米尼加。
And one true seeker received the Holy Spirit.
那有一个慕道者，他得到了圣灵。
And for me, that was especially encouraging because my Spanish is not very fluent.
对于我来说，这是一个很大的鼓励，因为我的西班牙语并不是非常的流利。
Right, of course, it was God who gave her the Holy Spirit.
所以当然是神赐给她圣灵。
But it was connected to me in the sense that I was trying to share the gospel as best as I could in Spanish.
这个跟我有一些关联，因为呢，在那时候呢，我是想尽力的。把福音来分享给他。
And we were talking about the one true church.
那我们那时候在讲到独一的真教会。
And then when we knelt down to pray, she received the Holy Spirit.
那我们跪下来祷告的时候，就得到了圣灵。
And it was a very moving scene because she had been with the group for over a year, and even older brothers who were like 60, 70, they were shedding tears.
所以呢，这是非常的感人，因为他在那个时候呢，甚至有一些年长的六七十岁的弟兄姐妹呢，都流泪。
So, we know that faith is not just a theory; it's something that we can experience.
那我们知道信仰呢，或者不是一种理论，是我们可以体验的。
Right. So, think back to this year. How has God touched you? How has God transformed you?
那我们想要过去一年说， 神是怎么样的改变我们，怎么样的感动我们。
Just like how Peter reflected on this unforgettable experience he had.
就是就像彼得在这边诉说他无可难忘的这个经验。
Right. So in 5-6 days, we will welcome in the new year.
再过五六天，我们就会来迎接新的一年。
I hope that starting from today, we can really pray and reflect and give thanks for the year that God has given us.
我们希望说呢，我们可以经过了几天，我们可以好好的思考，然后反省神给我们的一年。
As a church in Flushing and Queens, God has also given us many things.
所以对于在我们是皇后教会还有法拉盛祈祷所呢，神给我们了很多不同的东西。
And then in our personal life, God must have also given us many things.
那在我们个人生活中呢，神应该也给我赏赐了我们很多。
Let us reflect and give thanks.
那我们应该好好的反省，然后来感谢。
And then also, I'm sure we have been encouraged and receive messages from God during this year.
那我们一定认为说我们在这一年呢，一定得到从神得到那边得到很多的讯息。
Let's never forget those lessons, right, and continue to walk forward.
那我们不要忘记这些教训，然后继续的往前走。
And then finally, experiences, right? How has God touched and transformed us?
那最后呢，就是说我们的体验，那神是怎么样改变，然后鼓励我们。
Right. When we receive these experiences, we should be just like Peter and share with them and edify other people.
当我们领悟了这些体验的话，我们就是应该像彼得一样，然后跟大家来分享。
I hope that 2015, when you look back, really it was a year of grace and blessing.
所以希望大家回顾这个2015年呢，这是一年，就是说有很多的恩典，然后很多的祝福。
And let's continue to make efforts in the year 2016.
那我们继续在2016年要好好的努力。
Let's now sing hymn number 211.
那我们来唱诗211首。
God thanksgiving for this year he's given us.
所以在我们祷告的时候，我们要感谢神赏赐了我们过去的一年。
Let's also reflect on our year and think about those questions that we posed during the morning message.
所以呢，那我们也要借着这个机会来反省思考呢，我们早上讲到所说的一切。
Right. And that also let's ask God, what does he want us to do in 2016?
那我们可以问神说，神啊，2016年你要我们做什么呢？
Both in aIndividual way and also for the church.
那可能是个人性的，也可能是为了整个教会。
So we ask God to bless everyone and to give everyone a blessed new year.
那我们祈求神祝福每一位，然后让大家祝福一个友好的一个新年。
Let's now kneel down and pray together.
那我们一起跪下来祷告。